Welcome back to another episode of You Missed It. We got a special VIF review today.
Another one, yes. And if you want to hear all of VIF reviews at 2019 here on Why Am I You Missed It, you can check us out on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify.
Jack's Mailbox.
There you go. Preferably not that one.
Yeah. That's the best one, I'd say.
Yes, but you can check out everything. VIF has been fantastic, and yeah, we just saw another film on the animation side this time.
Yes, called Checkered Ninja.
Yeah, and this came out of...
Denmark.
There you go.
As I had to inform them just moments ago. Well, to be fair, though, that we watched a version that was dubbed in English,
yes.
So its country of origin was harder to determine.
Yes, that is important.
Yes. The dubbing of this movie was a little off-putting at first, because I was like,
yeah,
the lips did not match the
movement
of the mouth.
Well, no, because they're animated for the original language.
Yeah, but it's one of the first times I've seen, like, CG animation redubbed where the mouths aren't synced.
Right.
Because, what was that one we watched with Andrew Little, the Little Prince? That was made in France, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it was redubbed for English, but the mouth movements were...
Well, they have more exposure, more money.
Yeah, more money for sure.
Yeah.
So Checkered Ninja.
Checkered Ninja.
What did you think?
I thought it was okay, is kind of my review of it. In my opinion, it was the only movie, I think, at the festival where I was like, it's okay. You know, there was a lot of, not a lot, there's moments here and there that were pretty funny, that I enjoyed that were kind of funny. The plot's kind of, you've kind of seen it before,
mm-hmm.
Here and there, but you know, the ninja's cute. And, you know, some of the animation's fine and stuff like that. And it was a fine movie. I mean, it was okay. Is pretty much what I take from it. There's not really a lot to really say about it, except that, yeah, the whole Czech Ninja thing was kind of, you know, a cool character. And, you know, the beginning was kind of jarring. I'll say that much. Holy shit.
Oh my God. What
yeah, that was probably a little too real.
Yeah.
Just a little dark, you know? Like, this movie isn't a kid's movie at all.
No, it's not.
But it's not, but like...
But the kids are the main character. Like, I mean, the seventh grade kid is your main character, and yet it's like, yeah. It's like an adult animation.
It's a hard PG-13, PG-14.
Yes.
Where, I don't know, I feel like this movie, I felt like could have been... They could have done a lot more had they maybe gotten the full R rating.
Sure, yeah.
Sorry, you were going to say something.
No, I was just going to say, like, yeah, it's one of those films where, yeah, no, it just, I felt like it was restricted
mm-hmm.
by its not going full R rating because, you know, it's got a lot of dirty jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't shy away from, you know, touchy subject matter to
no,
put it lightly.
Definitely
not
doesn't.
Not at
all.
It dances all over that.
Yeah, when I first heard about this movie, I was expecting, it's animated Danish Deadpool. And not, maybe a little bit, but, like, not really overall.
Mm-hmm.
The movie plays it a little bit more like a South Park episode, I find. Like, an extended South Park episode. It's clearly not a kid's movie, as we're saying, with the language and the jokes and the subject matter, but the way that the beats of the actual story are paced out, it's kind of written like a kid's movie. Like the actual story has a lot of elements that, like, you've seen before, a lot of
mm-hmm.
tropes that you've seen before. It's pretty predictable,
mm-hmm.
Kind of how it's gonna go. So I'm kind of in the same boat as Zach. Like,
yeah.
it's okay overall. Like, there are some funny moments. There
mm-hmm.
are some like visual gags that really hit home too. But yeah, I think that it's a mercifully short movie. It's only clocks in at about
mm-hmm.
80 minutes. It definitely shouldn't have been any longer.
Yeah.
It even could have trimmed a little bit, I think, just because for being so predictable, I found it dragged just a little.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, it was fun. It was worth my time overall, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I mean, part of the problem with the movie that I think of why it's, you know, outside of it not going a full R, as Jack said, is that, yeah, it kind of falls into a lot of tropes that you see in a lot of those, like, kids movies, where there's, like, the bully, and there's, like, the girl you like, and stuff like that, and, you know, you're trying to kind of get around all that and stuff like that, and... You know, you've kind of seen a lot of the things before, and yeah, how, like, you have this savior character who kind of changes this person's life and stuff like that. It's
kind of like, you know, it's a retelling of E.T. in a sense.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
You got, like, the mythical creature. You have to keep it a secret from everyone. We've seen it in Iron Giant. We've seen it in...
Yeah, it's been done a thousand times.
There's a thousand of these types of films where there's the kid's got the friend who he has to keep a secret from everyone else. Mm-hmm. He's getting him into trouble, but also helping him get past his insecurities, yeah, and his whatever, anything like that. So yeah, the weakest part of this movie, I thought, was the plot and story,
yeah,
just because it was predictable.
A little bit by the numbers.
Very by the numbers. Yeah. Even down to some of the songs were very by the numbers, even though
some of them,
I will give you, like, particularly the rap ones and the R&B ones.
That was cool.
Those were hilarious.
Well, the R&B one was cool, where it was, like, telling the history of the character and stuff.
Yeah.
But the one about the guy, the one that cracked me the fuck up was the uncle who's singing about playing with his dick. But yet he doesn't say dick. Every time there's, like, a knock at the door or something, it's very, like, Austin Powers almost, but, like, done through music,
yeah,
instead of visual,
yeah,
gags.
Like that sequence there.
Yeah, it's... Man, that was so funny. But yeah, but some of them are like, oh, yeah, okay, you get that song, like, in a Toy Story or something like that, where they're having a reflective moment and,
yeah,
stuff, where you get a song that's not as good.
Yeah, like, the whole plot, like, it's not really, like, you're spoiling much, because if you've seen these type of films, you know how it's going to go play out.
Yeah.
You know that they're going to, you know, get together, there's going to be working together, then they're going to have a little riff in some point, and then they got to get together and take out the whatever, the main objective of the whole plot.
Yeah, they're really, the only thing not to spoil is just, like, the comedy gags and stuff, because that's the best stuff in the movie, is just the parts that really nail the comedy,
mm-hmm,
and things like that, which is here and there.
And even when it touches on the cliches too, I feel like I feel like it's pretty self-aware, mm-hmm, about what it's doing, but not enough to go out of its way to subvert them. It's kind of, mm-hmm, it touches on them in, like, a tongue-in-cheek type of way, but
yeah,
still it kind of follows it by the book.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's kind of like, we know exactly what we're doing and we're just gonna do what you expected anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like, you would think that they would go, okay, yeah, so this is what you see in every movie, and let's put this big twist on it, or, like, fuck it up or whatever,
mm-hmm,
but they don't. Yeah, they kind of set it up. That's true. They kind of set it up where you think that they're kind of smarter than that, and then they kind of fall into it, and it's like, oh, okay, well, I've kind of seen that before.
Yeah, and I also thought the ending was a little bit of a whimper.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, oh, that's
it. It's
like,
oh, that's what we're doing?
That's how we're going to pay off that horrific opening 2 minutes. That,
yeah,
was by far the most disturbing part of the entire movie.
Like, it was like, what the fuck is this movie? Like, for, yeah, like, I don't want to spoil it because it's just kind of so fucked up.
It is so,
like,
jarring. You're just like, what the actual fuck?
You're just like, oh, wow.
You're like, did that just actually happen? And then it just carries on like the movie,
like,
we just
E.T.
described,
yeah,
like E.T., and it's,
yeah,
not that bad. Yeah, it's a little dirty, there's some shit jokes, there's,
sure,
some, you know, sex jokes, there's a lot of, you know, high school jokes.
There's,
but
even
the,
drugs and
there's
stuff.
There's drug jokes, there's, like, it goes there, but, again, like, you think, oh, this is an R-rated film, but it's not, and yet they go down these avenues that are so twisted.
Yes.
And also, like, you almost expect them to go that far, but then you feel like maybe there's, like, a producer or an investor is like, no, we got to get this, reach out to the markets. Maybe they have to trim back on some stuff.
Yeah, we're kind of from, you know, we're from Denmark and we kind of want to have a broad reach.
Yeah.
And stuff. So while we can kind of be edgy, we can't quite commit to a full,
yeah,
R rating.
Also, the animation, this, I don't know why, I just kept on thinking Jimmy Neutron.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I can see a little bit now that you say it.
Yeah, just a little updated.
Yeah, just a little updated of a Jimmy Neutron. That makes sense.
Yeah. But overall,
like, the animation is okay. Like,
yeah,
it's,
no,
not,
bad,
it's,
yeah,
not great.
Okay at best. Yeah, no, there's some, like the actual, like, some, actually, one thing I did like about the animation was the movement of the camera. It felt very,
yeah,
it actually was very lively. It wasn't cheaply, like, it felt cinematic.
Yeah, it felt like a Toy Story kind of thing. Like,
but the actual, like, rendering and the character designs and all that, that's where the cheapness and the, it's definitely no Pixar.
No, God, no.
Not even close. But, yeah, no, and the dubbing took a second to think, I'm like, did they really fuck this up, or is this...
It's not that it's fucked up, it's just you have a different language, and they, you know, English, and they couldn't... They don't have the money to animate it to that language, so they're just going to give you the dub.
Yeah, it's basically almost like a live-action dub in a sense. They get the mouth movements as close as possible.
Pretty much, yeah.
But yeah, no, anything to do with, like, the plot of, like, the kid going through school and dealing with... Yeah, because the kid's, like, with his mom, and they're with, like, a new stepdad, new stepbrother.
Who could be a pedophile. By the way,
that's one of the dark things that they touch on. Uh-huh.
They kind of touch on that very. That's a throwaway joke.
Doesn't get referred to again. Nope. But it happened.
You know, it's just kind of like that whole scene in the room with, like, I definitely got the test results back.
Oh yeah,
I definitely got breast cancer. Never brought up again. It's like, okay, we're just gonna ignore that big giant thing you just threw out there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm actually out of all the films I've seen, I'm kind of like, this got into this.
I mean, but at the same time, like, Viff, I always say this, is, like, if you go see a bunch of movies, you're bound to find, you know, some that are not that great. And it could be to your taste. I mean, some people might love this movie. I have no idea. But, yeah, I feel like, it definitely is lower than most that I saw at Viff. But there were, like, one or two, I would say, that were worse at the same time. Like, this is the only movie I saw that was, like, okay. I saw a couple I didn't like at Viff. So, yeah, so while, like, you know, you'd think it wouldn't make it, it's like, well, a lot of things do make VIFF. It's a big festival. There's a lot of films. But, yeah, you would just hope that, you know, I don't know how it got in. I don't know, like, how it was able to do that, but you would think there'd be more of, like, a screening or something for certain films where they can, you know, be like, ah, well, how about this other film that's, like, better?
Yeah.
You know, and have that come in. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I'm kind of like, it was okay. I just, I thought, like, I was just more like, tonally, it was just all kind of, like, inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it was trying to tell this high school story, but I was way more interested in, like, okay, let's get to this guy who we're trying to get, who did this horrible thing that
exactly
led to the birth of, say, Checkered Ninja.
But you're kind of stuck with this regular, like, kid's school, like middle school kind of, you know, story that you've seen 100 times, 1,000 times.
Stereotypical loser kid trying to get the girl, trying to beat the bully, trying to establish his social status, and it's like,
sounds brought out of his comfort zone by this magical character.
Are you sure you're not talking about a movie that I made?
Maybe.
Yeah. Just to go to prove this idea.
I think you just needed a couple more ninjas, though.
There you go.
Yeah, you just needed some ninjas. I think that was the problem.
Too. You know, that's what kept it from getting really out there.
Yeah,
really
you would have made it in VIFF if you had a ninja.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
That's what you were missing.
That's what
I'm... The next ninja.
Or the ninja step.
Yeah, the ninja. Oh, that sounds like a dance move.
That's good. I like it. But it just goes to show, like, this plot of this high school, you know, school age type of plot has been done to death.
Yeah, you need to do something new with it if you're going to do
it. And there wasn't really a lot.
No, it followed it straight down the path, and the only, like, refreshing thing was this ninja character, of course, because he's, like, the only, like, magical character and stuff in it.
And even he, I wouldn't say, is, like, you got to see this movie to see
No, no. But he's one of the better parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, no, his interaction and just, with the main kid as well was, you know, fine. And, the comedy and some of, like, the one-liners and repeated gags, I felt like helped keep the movie from being intolerable.
Yeah, and like people like the uncle character too. I enjoyed him quite a bit.
Yeah, no, there was some good, like, some, like, off color humor that was so fast, and just kind of like the dialogue, I felt like, was sort of like the banter back and forth was sort of its strongest part with the comedy.
Yeah,
And that's because we were all at one point all laughing at some point during the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But overall, it's a bit of an interesting flick It's nowhere near as out there as Hardcore.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's like, if you had to rewatch one, what would you do? This or Hardcore?
Depends on who I'm with.
You know what, that's a fair answer, actually.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in Hardcore after your guys' review.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see it now.
Yeah, that's, you know... I would just want to watch you watching the movie. Just,
oh, I see.
Because there's moments I'm just be like...
I'll Skype myself.
Yeah.
I'll just go watch the movie.
It'd be worth it. It'd be worth to watch because I just want to hear it. And just, you'll be some parts you just be like, I can see you losing it.
Mm.
And then there'd be parts you're just, I can just see you being frustrated as all hell.
Okay.
But.
It's what, an hour and a half long?
I think it's done.
I don't know. It felt a lot longer.
Yeah. It's always hard to tell. Yeah.
It was definitely one of those. The pacing was really, really off. But anyways, that's that movie. And then we just watched Checker Ninja. And, overall, that was fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I figured we were all going to say, is it's just, like, it's got its merits, but it unfortunately has a plot that kind of weighs it down. It's too just general, too predictable. And I mean, it's really just those extra things that kind of bring it up from it being a bad movie to an okay one, but, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. It's okay. Like, there's some things that are... admittedly not that good, but the things that, like they said, the dialogue and the interaction with the characters in terms of the comedy, I felt helped elevate it to being watchable, and at least I don't regret watching it. It's like, okay, there's that, but I have no desire to ever see this again.
No, for sure.
I wouldn't really recommend this out to anyone to go out of the way to go see it, really, either. It's just more like, okay.
And the problem is it's not like, oh, we'll let the kids see it. Well, no. I mean, you can't show them either.
No, don't show the kids.
So it's hard. It is hard to recommend it because it's like, while we think it's okay, like, we're not saying it's a bad film, just there's bad and there's good parts to it, which kind of balances out. You can't really recommend it to kids. And then people are, it's like, well, are you really out to see, like, an okay movie? I guess I'd recommend it if you really want to see a movie with a ninja in it, and you've kind of seen a lot of ninja movies, and you're like, I want to see one, a cartoon that has a ninja in it. If you happen to be in a mood, okay, for a cartoon that happens to have a cartoon ninja in it, if that's the mood you're in, go for it. If you're in a specific-ass mood like that.
If you're into Denmark animation.
Yeah, if you want to see a Denmark cartoon with a magic ninja in it that's kind of edgy.
If you really like Checkers.
Yes, go for it. But otherwise, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's kind of how I see it.
Pretty much ditto to both of you. I don't really have anything more to add.
Bingo, yeah.
And Bingo was his name. Oh.
There you go. Yeah.
That was funny, too.
Like I said, there's little sprinkles of humor here and there, which you can tell, like, at least, like, they tried at that point.
Yeah.
But... yeah, I just felt like it felt a little too reserved. I felt like if they had gone all the way with like an R rating,
it would have helped it out more. Even with the plot, if it had been as like it was, if they had gone an R rating, it would have improved it a bit more.
Well, especially how dark they started in the beginning. Could have gone as dark with every other aspect of the story. You could have gone further with a lot of the story elements and. I felt like, if it had kept up with that opening 2 minutes in terms of its tone, I felt like it could have maybe been a little bit more worth it and maybe could have actually stood out a bit more.
But then you kind of end up in a different movie. Like, it's weird. It's, and you're like, oh, okay, so we're doing this.
It's
just a weird, it's a good opening for grabbing your attention, but it's like, but then, after that, it's not nearly as dark. After that,
no,
it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the beginning. It sets you up, and then you're kind of like, oh, this is how it's gonna pay off. And then the end, you're like, really?
Really?
You're just gonna, after that beginning, and you're gonna end it like this?
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's, I guess, about it then.
Yeah.
Yep. Alrighty then. Well, I guess we've kind of summed up our review for this movie, so I guess we'll move on to the next one. We've got a couple big reviews coming up, and we've got our sum-up review of all the films that we all saw by ourselves.
Yes, the VIFF Roundup. That's going to be coming soon. I'm looking forward to it. Can finally talk about everything, about movies that some of us saw, you know, movies that we saw alone, and ones that we even that we saw all together.
Yeah, that'll be one of our last ones, the one where all five of us got to see a movie together. That was quite difficult to arrange throughout this festival. But we end up getting one. I'm quite pleased that I'm curious to see what we all think about that one. So I'm excited, and you can listen to all our VIF reviews again on Spotify, on Twitter, on YouTube, on SoundCloud, on Apple Podcasts. You can find us and like us and share us again on Facebook, Instagram, anywhere. Please share our social medias and spread the word of VIF, because this was a fantastic film festival. And
yeah.
I think they did a really great job, and we'll be definitely going into more depth in the roundup review about VIF and all the things we saw.
Absolutely.
You bet. It'll be coming at you in the next few days here, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
So stay tuned so you won't miss a thing.
And I don't want to miss a thing.